to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, what ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Sopinduka is here, Tibla is here, Ghost Lady is here, Dudu Lux is here, Tato's here, yeah, Dudu Lux. She's a comrade now.
Why is she Dudu Lux?
Dudu Lux.
I don't know, it just sounds nice.
Dudu Lux.
Dudu Lux.
Shots is here, Neo is here, Fat Checker is here, Simpiwe is here.
Legend.
Hey, Ziyakhala Pinduka.
Askhale.
Hey, comrades are shaky.
Uhulumeni unamandla. Askhale.
Slay queens are shaky.
Askhale.
The country KZN.
The country's been shaking for a fucking while, but nobody wanted to listen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, where do we start, man? There's so much to unpack, bro.
Bro.
Did you even vote?
Hey. Bag is two, pop boy. Bag.
Yeah.
Bag, I'm 14. Let me see your mark.
Ah, here we go, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey. Oh.
Wow.
Ah, you forgot my marking pen.
That's Max's first ink.
I didn't buzz so you guys can see it properly. Ghost Lady, did you vote?
I'm actually one of the 10 million votes that did not.
On that one,
ah, you're disappointed.
No, I literally, at some point cried tears because I was so hurt I could not find my ID book. That was it.
We've been
traveling, man.
That's the thing. The last time I saw my ID was when we were traveling, so I don't know if I lost it in our trips.
Yeah,
I swear, guys.
So you realize you lost your ID
on the tour
on the day of voting.
When I was just looking for it, like high and low, because we were voting at different stations with my husband. So he first went and he said, I'm coming back. When I come back, I'm going to take you to your voting station. Obviously, I'm at home looking for my ID. He came back. He was like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't find my ID. I had checked everywhere. Like, it hurts me. I literally shed a tear.
Oh, it's all right.
So I'm bad. No, seriously, guys. I voted before. Why would I stop now? I was here, guys. I'm probably the one who've made MK have so much votes. Because last week I said, MK, siyahamba. And then guess what happens? I can't find my ID.
You know, I haven't had an ID for like years now, right? Oh. I lost my ID 2021, but in South Africa, you can do things without your ID. And whenever they need my ID, I just send it via email. But I literally went and got, like, I applied for an ID day before the elections. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
I wish I'd known.
And I got a temp. I used a temp.
Okay. Yeah, you can vote.
You could vote with a temporary ID. So in the meantime, I used a temporary ID. But now I'm going to get an ID in the next few days.
Who else voted here?
Guys,
Tabang doesn't have the mark. Tabang says he voted, but he doesn't have the voter stain. Hey, what is a voter stain? The voter stain. I'm not talking about an Afrikaans. I'm not talking about an Afrikaner man. Your voter stain. Not voter stain. His voter, voter stain. You wash dishes.
Fat checker, let me see yours. I didn't see yours. Let me see.
There we go.
The
voter state.
So what was your biggest outtake from the elections?
That the people have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the chair? One of the ANC people in KZN, when they disrespected Isilo, disrespected the king, and then he snatched the microphone from the king's prime minister. And then he was going on and on and on about how that event, it was a government event, not even an ANC, a government event, you know, honoring, I think, It was a sanctuary of a particular battle or some Zulu thing, but organized by the government. And he disrespected the king by snatching the microphone from his prime minister. And then one of the things he said was, "Uhulumeni unamandla, unamandla uhulumeni." But that's not true. It's the people who've got the power. And these elections proved that. It's the people who've got the power. Mandela once said, if the ANC does to you what the apartheid government did to you, you must do to the ANC what you did to the apartheid government, right? And here we are now. This is a loss. They've lost the elections. They've lost the power. You know what I mean? So my biggest takeout was the people have had enough. It would be interesting to see the stats, you know? Like, hey, white people vote, man.
Hey,
even black people came out, etc. It would be interesting to see, of the people who didn't show up, such as Ghost Lady, white people, how many of them didn't show up, those that registered?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to see how many black people didn't show up, those that registered to vote.
Because the turnout was, it dropped. I think last election was 70%. This one was like 58, 59%.
For real?
Yeah, that turned up to vote.
You know what I mean? So that's also disheartening. You know what I mean? That people, no matter what. And also another thing that's disheartening is Eastern Cape, you disgust us. Hey. Jesus, did you see?
And Limpopo.
Hey, my people in Limpopo. Hey.
Your people.
Guys, your people. Man.
Hey, chief.
Hey, by voted the ANC. Guys, your but look, I'm not right, right? Yeah. But it's also like, guys, we see videos every week in Eastern Cape.
Complaining about pit toilets.
Ama toileti, baba poshela ngapanje, abanye baposhela in rivers in 2024.
But you must remember, people that side, like in the rural areas, they don't have access to information like we do.
And they don't have access to toilets too. You know what I mean? So that's a wake-up call. It doesn't. You don't even need information.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, the
but all
ANC,
they know is
daily
ANC,
struggles
bro.
Is your information.
All they know is ANC. They probably don't even know the other parties.
Well, they go to the ballot papers and they saw other parties. Yeah. Come on, bro. No way it's EFF. They don't know about EFF. They don't know about MK. Come on, Mac. Come on, bro.
Limpopo is, what is it, 73% ANC?
Yeah, but also I think that...
It just shows which provinces are eating from the ANC.
Yeah,
it just shows.
Action.
Nah, but let's be honest, guys. Yes, a few people are eating, right? But generally, the general person isn't eating or anything. You know, the general person in South Africa actually lives in poverty. You know what I mean? So, but I think with the Limpopo, it's what Julius had said. Remember, Julius was like, nah, he's... What did he say? He made some remarks, you know, about Limpopo. But the one kind. And I think that came back to obviously bite him. That whole open borders thing also came back to bite him, because literally people, when they cross from Zim, they enter Limpopo. You know? So the people there know
the
scourge of the problem. They feel it on the ground as well. So I think those two things, even when he said that he will not put South Africa first, if it means that he needs to not support, you know, struggling Africans, you know, in the form of our neighbors.
Do you think it's time for him to step down, Malema?
Bro, he said it's not.
No, he'll never.
No, but do you guys think it is? Because clearly the people are saying they don't want him.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, yes, just like with Cyril, I think he must also step down. You know what I mean? And give somebody else the steering wheel.
Cyril failed dismally.
He's out. I don't see a way back for him.
Yeah.
Because, like, now they can, ANC can either, you know, has to go into coalition with someone, and people within the ANC, some top members are saying if they go into coalition with the DA, they are out, because it's a betrayal on the struggle. It's a betrayal on the liberation that they fought for us. And on the other hand, MK are like, yo, we're not going to go into coalition with the ANC of Ramaphosa. They want him out before that conversation can happen. So he has to fall on his sword.
My biggest take was, hey, white people are smart, man. these fuckers are smart, bro.
In what way?
It just goes to show, like, our leaders are very short-sighted and they got egos. They don't think long-term. But if you check, my biggest take was how the white people managed to divide the black vote. Because if you look, right, if you're white, ne, you can either vote DA or that VF, whatever.
Yeah, Freedom Front Plus.
Right,
yeah.
That's it. Two parties, right?
Essentially, yeah.
But if you're black, there's so many parties to vote for. And if you look at ANC, MK, and EFF, that's ANC, bro.
Yeah.
That's majority.
Pretty much.
But they managed to divide them.
Yeah. And there's other people.
Because DA didn't grow.
How is it what they are, like, doing? How is it they are doing?
By forming all these other parties, like, for example, your Rise Mzanzi,
funding
your Bosa,
by funding them.
You understand? Now, as a black vote, it's no longer one vote. Because if it was one vote, let's say you had to choose either between EFF or ANC, ain't no way DA would get those numbers. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. And also, man, people have money to play, bro. These, the same white people, all the money that was spent on Rise, on Abu Musi Maimani, all those millions down the drain. How many votes did Musi get?
Yeah. 0 points.
Yo Musale. Yo Musale.
Yo Musale.
Yo Musale. Yo Musale. I saw him post, thank you for everyone, the South Africans that voted for us. Then somebody was like, hey, my man, you can thank these people individually. It's going to take you a few minutes.
Hey, but did you see him clapping back at the celebs? That was funny,
yo,
man.
Yo, sure,
he was dragging them. Yo, he was dragging them. What did
That's
he drag,
what he's
man?
Good at clapping yeah. back on Twitter. This politics thing, And also, I don't get guys and their egos. What is it? Are guys like political entrepreneurs? Why can't you join an existing party that you believe you could, you know, have a value in? Mm-hmm. Songhees Ozibi is an incredible, like, smart guy when you hear him speak, the Rise Mzanzi guy.
Yeah.
He's an incredible human. And you're like, dude, why don't you fucking join a party that aligns with what you believe in and be of value there? You know, Musi is smart. Why don't you join? You know what I mean? But they all want to be the guy. They all want to be the guy. So you're like,
Herman
what
well.
Is
they
this?
They could all come together.
Even Herman,
yeah.
They all just want to be the guy.
They want power, bro.
Thank you, bro. What is
it's all
this?
About
you,
power.
You want to help the country or you want to help yourself and your situation in life or you want to line your own pockets?
Let me find some of the tweets that boosted my mind. That was funny,
it.
Man.
And also, how many votes did he get, fact checker? Two seats. Guys, quick one, man. Now it's questionable. Remember, Musi got 140 signatures because you needed, like, endorsements. What is it? Yeah, signatures, endorsements, right? In order to run for the
Yeah, the ones we got. Remember when we were campaigning.
The signatures we were trying to get. He got 140,000 signatures. And obviously, when people sign, they're not saying we're going to vote for you. But a lot of them are saying we're willing to hear you out. But that did not translate at all. A lot of things didn't translate, man. People are filling up stadiums. EFF filled up a stadium.
No, but remember the Oppenheimers and all those guys, they own these insurance companies, so they can just send out an email or whatever and get those signatures, you know what I mean? So they don't really go out to the streets and campaign like we did. They use other ways to get signatures. But here's a tweet. So he says to Loot Love endorsed a party that loves to loot.
Oh, yeah, when Loot Love was at the rally,
This is for
ANC rally,
Stone from Bongo Muffin.
Stonito, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, Itini I passenger here, Bongo Muffin. He needs the gig because Ipelile Imali Yama Pep.
Yeah, do you get it? Mario Pepa. Oh, hey, Musi.
Hey, this was my favorite one.
This is what he's good at, man. Good, this politician thing is not for him.
This was my favorite one. This is for Shimza. You are the biggest beneficiary, DJ Tintualo, Wama Tender. You have more tenders than hits.
And there's another one where he said, no more tenders, just your tender love, your cute tender face or something like that. I was like, hey, Musi, you don't want smoke with him, bro. Not on Twitter, eh?
Vet Checker, you had the bell? Sorry, we can't hear you. Speak
what's
on the mic.
Slow? Yeah, hey, kuluma, man. Fulumlomo.
Kuluma. The network is really slow on both the laptops and the phone, so it's busy loading. I will ring the bell once.
Okay. What was your biggest outtake from the elections as a Bantuese?
Honestly, I'm disappointed at the outcome of the EFF votes. I thought I wouldn't be the only one who voted for them, but it seems as if I was the only one. In a way, like hypothetically speaking, not literally speaking.
Bro,
but
they campaigned, bro. They even brought out the Bantwisi.
Bantwisi episode because of the EFF. Hey, man, they were not shooting even. Hey, man, hey, no, EFF, no, man. We couldn't even watch the Bantwisis. Sundays weren't the same anymore. EFF fucked up our Sundays for that performance. Bantwisis were up there dancing. South Africa.
We love you.
Yo, bro. I don't know, man. They're so disappointing. I really... And it looks like... You know, remember what happened to Cope?
Yes.
Started out with this impetus when it started and then gradually just faded into the oblivion. And it looks like, not that it's fading, but it looks like EFF, are they now content with being a small party? Because they're essentially that, bro.
Yeah.
It's not by choice. The people have spoken.
They're essentially that. So what changes? Number one, they're going to need to revisit that policy, man. I know they tried to spin it. The open border policy, they tried to spin it. And literally, that's where Gayton won. Mm. That's where Gayton won. And Gayton said, I can go into coalition. Give me Home Affairs.
That's all I want.
Give me Home Affairs. That's it. And that's where Gayton literally got, you know. I think EFF in that regard were a bit tone deaf, man. You know what I mean? Mm. You need parties like EFF, pro-black parties. They're good. But there's just, I think there are a few big moments where they really missed the mark. So, the comment you made about, I don't know if it was Pedi people or Limpopo people. Then the open borders thing. Yeah. And what else? There was another one. Where it was like, where he said he can't put South Africans first. He'd rather play politics in his home and play cabinet with his family if it means, you know, he's going to need to chase away hungry Africans who are here for greener pastures, even illegally. Oh, and also remember when you said people must find creative ways of entering the country, you know? Those few moments, man. And to be honest, bro, EFF has got an amazing leadership. Mm. And maybe it's if it's bigger than Julius, you know, Floyd would do a. I mean, Floyd, you know, he's looking good.
Floyd, when he speaks, he really. Mm.
Yeah, he's sharp. Julius is sharp, but
Floyd is the people's
bay,
eh? Floyd is the people's bay.
No, that's Mbusini.
Floyd is Floyd Shivambu.
Yeah.
It's Julius's mate.
Who was linked with the VBS scandal, well, which involves all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also capable. There's so many capable leaders within there, but that's conversations that EFF needs to talk, needs to have.
Fed Checker, is your network working?
But it's so disappointing.
Bossa has gotten 0.41%
What's the number?
The votes. It's 65,500.
Wow. Oh, okay, not bad then if they've got 140,000 signatures, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, that's like almost half, right? Half. It's like 40-something percent. Well, that's not bad, but still, like you said, it just splits the votes. It spreads votes all over the place.
So it's a Sunday afternoon. By the time we're recording this, the results haven't been out officially.
Officially, but we know.
You know,
it's not going to be like there's some objections by some parties because we did see people saying there's things that don't correlate. Because when they vote at a voting station, everyone is there. Like each party has got a representative. Then they count the votes. Then they all agree, sign, then send them. Right? But now we saw how the votes that appeared on boards at the IEC, at the ROC, they call it, the Results Operation Center, weren't matching what was being sent. But that only happened at a few places. So there were some disputes. But I don't think
and also the board switched off for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
that was very suspicious.
What in the ZANU PF was that? You saw that, right? I was like,
consultation. Yes, they had pretty.
Yeah, remember they consulted ANC with ZANU PF.
That was just dodgy.
Yeah, that was dodgy, right? But apparently, this happened in other elections as well.
But do you think they rigged though? These elections were rigged.
Nah. I mean, we saw those incidents. You know, incidences. I think chances were taken, but at a grand, big scale. IEC colluding with maybe someone that the ANC? Nah, I don't think so.
Because
if they were rigged, I don't know. Hey,
Dr. Iqbal tweeted. He said,
"Iqbal survey."
Iba Survey, yeah. According to our editors, because he owns IOL, yeah?
Independent media, yeah.
According to our editors, our journalists are receiving many complaints with supporting evidence of widespread fraud in the elections by IEC.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be investigated thoroughly and we'll keep the public informed. Also, there was suspicion that America had foul play in these elections. Mm. These are all just rumors.
Yeah,
these are all just rumors.
But remember, speaking of America, remember how the DA invited America to come oversee the elections? But now, it's only the DA that's not complaining about rigging.
Mm.
Noticed? They quiet. Because, I mean, they got a good result. They happy with their results. So, make that what you will.
Gated Kilby, when they said, do you want to revote? He's like, hi, after they've seen, they're seeing flames, they might rig it. Because they didn't see it coming.
He's,
you know what I mean?
Honest. Yeah. I love his honesty. Yeah.
But I think if they were to rig it, why would you rig it and just get 40%? Surely you'd rig it to get more.
Is this ANC now?
ANC, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm like, ish. Also, you know, like you wouldn't
rig to fail.
Because now they've lost the majority in parliament. They can't pass legislation. If a president is, there's a vote of no confidence on the table, he could be out. If there's a motion in here, that's tabled, it could go any way now.
Hey,
now
we've got like
a
Cyril,
proper
man.
Democracy now.
People don't like Cyril, man. Who the hell likes Cyril, bro? Apart from the white people.
No one likes Cyril.
No one likes Cyril, dog. It's bad, bro.
Yeah, things have been bad under him, bro. Load shedding got worse. Situation got worse. The economy got worse. Corruption got worse. What reason? And he keeps millions of dollars in a couch. That's shady, bro. You can't just keep millions of dollars in a couch.
So
who does that?
Collision, which collision would you want to see?
Oh, yeah.
Coalition, man.
Let me ask the chillers as well.
The coalition that will be good for black people if guys actually want to work and fix the country is ANC, MK, EFF.
But that's not going to happen.
For
because,
black people.
Yeah.
Right? If they've got black people's interests at heart.
And they're going to put in the work.
And they'll hold one another accountable and they put in the work.
But at those parties, but tomorrow they can give us land tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
We can get our land back.
That's the coalition that can take the country forward.
But that's gonna...
also, that's the coalition that would be like the 2009 ANC. Literally, that's like the old ANC in the good old days when Julius Malema was in the Youth League.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Zuma was there.
Zuma was the president.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my thing is, that ANC had, you know, that majority, two-thirds majority, and they could do things and get things done.
Yeah.
And how much did they get done?
Yeah.
But now, because they're different entities, you hope they'll hold one another accountable. And you hope that MK, EFF still have ambition of being the biggest party in parliament instead of just being comfortable and complacent with their position that they're at the feeding trough now. You know what I mean? We're going to eat, you know? If they still have those ambitions, then you'll see guys taking one another on in parliament and holding one another accountable and putting the South African life first. So for me, that's the coalition that would
That's going to scare away investors.
Exactly. That's
the Rand is going to be like 30 Rand.
Yes. Which Rand? The one that was manipulated for years?
Mm.
That Rand.
Yeah.
That Rand is
skyrocketing.
They've been manipulating the Rand, though. Let's be honest. They, you know, the jig is over with the investors and the Rand thing. Because the banks, they're there. They're named. You know what I mean? They've been fined, slapped on the wrist, but they manipulated the Rand. So I don't even believe that story anymore. Let the investors go. But if we fix the country, bro, and we function,
wait,
they'll
please,
come.
Please check, fair check. I think they've already started going, investors, eh?
Nah, hey man, I'm an investor, man. We can't be held by the boss. But
Shell is leaving, ne?
Oh, yeah?
Shell is leaving.
Yeah, Shell is leaving.
Anglo-American, I think, is being sold.
Yeah,
DSTV is being sold.
Yes.
There's a couple. Mm. There's a couple.
Yeah. Even Rolex has left.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all happening on Cyril's watch. But that's not cards. It's all I must see. That's a hand.
And you, Ghost Lady, which collision would you like to see?
So, you know what? I in ideally, what Sol is saying would so perfect. But obviously, when you look at the side, yeah, for blacks, when you look at the other side and say, in trying to, and you kind of put the whole thing of the investors, the money, and, you know, foreigners, you know, getting that kind of support from the West, then the ideal coalition would be ANC and DA, just to save the country. And just because at least DA will keep ANC accountable and the corruption would almost kind of like vanish, because now they'll have a have them like being on their backs, making sure that things work. But then the issue with that is that, yes, there'll be a major support and a lot of funding towards the DA, and then we could easily, in like some years to come, basically go back to kind of like an apartheid, because you have the white government, you know, being the one that is, you know, having that major thing on the country, because now we'll be going back to like, oh, DA saved us, it was the white people and so forth. But then if we have to go to the whole thing of having black people who can come together and do the work properly, then this government would have been better, what Saul has just mentioned.
It's tricky, man. It's tricky because you're either pro-black, like Saul is saying, which is MKEFF, right? Or you're either pro-economy, which is the DA.
That's it.
But we can't have both. Because with pro-economy, us as blacks, we fucked. Yeah. But the economy will be boosting.
The economy will
be boosted. Heavily so. But it's just black people, we just don't know what the future holds. It's painful.
The wealth it's in white hands in South Africa.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's
exactly.
No way it's in. Wealth redistribution will never happen. People. Wealth redistribution will never happen. So you want a South Africa that functions, but the wealth is not, you know, fairly and evenly distributed. BEE gone. Do you want that, really? Oof. You know, or...
Do you want a poor country and you're rich? You're rich in a poor country.
No, look. Who's
and even
to
for
say
their bargaining, that, let's be honest, DA will probably garner for the big departments, your finance. So obviously, like if they are in a coalition, you obviously, you know, you're going to want to bargain good and say, okay, I want, like, the same way Gayton was saying, I want Home Affairs. DA will probably want the big ones. Like,
you realize if that coalition happens, John Steyn Hayes will be the deputy.
Deputy next.
My nigga.
Chado! Hey, Chado!
Chado!
Nah, bro.
And they were backpedaling, saying that they'll never put him up there as like a president.
Do you know any guys, you know any entrepreneurs? I'm sure they're shaking. Yeah, I'm sure they're shaking.
I don't know those lots. I don't chill with those kind. Yeah. I don't know.
They must be shaking, bro.
They're quaking in their boots, of course.
Because let's say we have a DA-ANC collision, right? And DA goes into, I don't know, finance, whatever.
Yeah.
And you were awarded a tender, but you didn't do the job. And it's not finished. You haven't been paid yet. They can easily say, hey, we want to review this.
Yeah.
And you could be fucked. You could go to jail, actually.
Yeah.
So, hey.
That's Zizi got already. Isn't he charged? Yeah.
Oh, they're charging him for fraud?
For corruption.
Corruption.
For corruption.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine.
Like this week.
This week.
Let me delete his number.
Zekala. It's crazy how power just goes, right?
No. Yeah.
People, man, they just tend to, they were so complacent. Remember when Figile rolled up in a 3 million rand card to ask poor people to vote for him?
That's tone deaf. Yeah,
like, tone deaf, totally, tone deaf, totally disrespectful. You know what I mean? It's like,
cocky.
Cocky, arrogant. It's like, is this what you guys have become? You know? You know what I mean? Like, people have spoken, bro.
What did you guys think of MK, though?
We'll chat about MK now. There's a voice note I want to play you.
Yeah.
Just connect me there. It's some group. Hey, you've been ringing, eh?
Oh, shame. Askies.
Ringa.
Shame. Yes, it has been stated that we have lost approximately 36 billion rands. That is approximately 35% from what we had previously.
Lost where?
The JSE from investors.
Oh.
So this was stated by the Daily Investor 9 hours ago. So yes, our rand is deteriorating and investors are leaving the country.
Fuck them all. Fuck them all.
I remember it was a VW that was contemplating also in leaving at some point. You know, they've got plants and they make cars.
Yeah,
they were contemplating at some point.
Haven't they benefited so much from those plants here?
Yeah, but load shedding, it makes it expensive to build cars, literally. And it just makes it a nightmare to do anything, load shedding, especially for business.
No, fuck them all. We've got my soul. My soul will come to the rescue.
Oh, my soul, my soul. That's not me, by the way. That's a mining mogul in Rustenburg. My soul, my soul.
Okay, so here's a voice note. So this is a former premier of KZN crying on an ANC KZN WhatsApp group.
No, Musa Tube Ngube, yeah?
Did you hear this? Did you hear it?
I heard it. Mam Tube Ngube. That's
calling. There goes the car, there goes the house.
Hey.
No. Hey, politics will humble you, yo.
No, my friend.
Oh, that's strange, ngempela. That's strange, wehlomuka. That's strange, ngempela. Ku strange. Amaqoke besihamba nawo edlimali zeingane zethu.
Translate, what does that mean?
Amaqoke, liars, basically. Liars.
Okay.
Yeah, that we're with.
Keeper noma yini. Ayi, ayi, my comrade. Naze nayibulali branchi. Nafika nazobulala iKenan Shandu. Kenan Shandu yakhiwa kanjena, yakhiwa ngenyembezi, yakhiwa kwabuhlungu. Kodwa ngiyakhuluma nani wey'ngane ngithi laba ababhetray i-ANC lapha, amathambo oDube noShandu ayanyakaza against you. Ngiyamtshena, anginiqanganisi, kodwa ngiyanitshena ngithi lokhu enikwenzile ngoba niphakathi kuyo yonke le mishinishi ningcolile rubbish.
Translated it.
Basically, I guess this is a counselor, you know, someone who's part of the branch, you know, an ANC branch, then KZN. Yeah. And she's saying, you know, basically just criticizing how people, we were all together only to find that Gandhi, you're going to go vote for clearly MK.
Yeah.
So it's like, ha. Basically, or whoever, more Shandu are clearly people from, you know, they are heroes, you know, from the past. It's like they are shaking where they are. You know? They are literally, the bones are shaking under the grave.
Oh, John Dube.
Yes.
Oh, I heard Dube, John Dube. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, how powerful is Jacob Zuma, guys?
I am Yangalamkulu.
Hey, yeah.
I only politician, Lily.
Dude, and it's so sad because on Wednesday, Dudu calls us. She's like, because remember, he did an interview on ENCA and SABC, which they didn't put up, right?
Yeah,
so they gave us a call on Wednesday. After it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
After, remember, so we've been telling them, we are open, bro. You guys can come anytime.
Yeah.
Like, how long have you been trying to get them?
Ages.
For months, ne?
We've been trying to get Zuma for months. Man.
So, dude, what happened? Could you explain on Tuesday?
Tuesday. So I get a call from my security guard.
This is Monday night. You get that call Monday night.
Do I get the call Monday night?
Yes,
I get the call Monday night. Baba Gripa, the security who works in our building. He's like, Solomz. So our building has got Airbnbs as well, right? Yeah. So it's like, Solomz, I'm on BMK. I'm like, yeah. Uti, uboni the interview abafuna ngui broadcaster on ENC. I'm like, yeah. Uti, yeah. So back to ukubona so that you guys can interview Jacob Zuma. I'm like, yo, we open, we're free. And funny enough, earlier on, I expressed my frustrations that why are these guys trying to go to ENCA and SABC when we are here and the thing will be on YouTube? Because there, it's going to play once and then they get 200,000 people watching it or 100,000. The numbers on TV aren't as great as people would think. It's not millions of people, you know? Mm. So the opportunity has always been there. So now they are open for us. Then that's when I told you guys.
Yeah.
Now Wednesday's election, we have Tuesday to do this thing.
Because they wanted it to drop before the election.
Yes. They wanted
Bombs he wanted to drop.
Yes. And we were like, yo.
Let's do it. And we were ready to fly to Nkandla.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. As I was about to book the flights, Dudu calls and she said, yeah, there's a death in the family.
Yeah.
So we couldn't go anymore.
Yeah. Jacob Zuma, Mkhulu lost his brother. Ne?
Yeah,
he lost his younger brother, Shem, the old man.
But you're still working on it, right? We still got to get him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to come, man.
Yeah, would love, man. Yeah.
Yo, that guy's a G, man. Nobody saw it coming.
Bro, that guy is good. Eh? He's like a strategist.
But do you think people voted for MK because of Zuma or to protest against Cyril, in terms of like both. Anyone but Cyril?
Both. Largely because of Zuma.
The dynamics obviously now being like heavily win on KZN. So yes, it was definitely because of Zuma.
Yeah. And the actions of the ANC, bro.
And the actions, though. People are not happy.
They're not happy with the governance. They're not happy with the total disrespect for the Zulu king. Hey, bro, I'm a Zulu and they king, bro. Hey, you don't fuck with Isilo, you know what I mean? You don't disrespect Isilo like that and show that kind of arrogance. And they've been showing it for a while now. So it's a mix of a lot of things, you know? They were protesting. They don't like Cyril. The governance hasn't been great. And the old man.
And the state of KZN, the state of Durban, you could just see. I think
Durban.
So Durban, July this year?
Of course, it's going to happen.
Durban, July. You know what? You my passport. Send your country in Umanje. In your country in Umanje. Send for my passport. Hey, it's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
And Durban is a huge, KZN is a huge territory. Second biggest economic hub. You know,
bro, I've been hearing this a lot that Durban's not the same. Like, I've been to Durban a couple of times. It still looks the same team. What are you guys talking about? Like,
no, the states. Remember after the flooding as well, and there's a huge problem, the drainage system. With the flooding that happened in Durban. So just the cleanup process has been very difficult. Remember, for a long time, even the beaches, you know, were highly affected, you know. So
So you're talking aesthetically?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Infrastructure, it's dilapidated. It's becoming like a Joburg. Their town is becoming like Jersey. The safety, the beaches are in a state.
Killings.
The killings. Oh, shout out to General, a big shout out to the commissioner in KZN, South African Police Commissioner. Is it Commissioner? General Mkhwanazi.
Okay.
Oh, he's doing a sterling job, bro, that guy. What is it? Is it Commissioner? Yeah, General Mkhwanazi. He's the guy like who's killing, you know, criminals. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, cops like they're taking a hard stance against, you know, like violent criminals. There's always shootouts, and the criminals fortunately come out second best. He's literally cleaning up Durban. It would be great if he became the police commissioner.
You've been quiet. Minister, you're the only politician in here, man. You've been quiet.
Hey, you're the politician.
I'm not a politician. Just on what we saw on social media, we're just...
No, I don't know, man. I think this year's elections, you know, were very impactful. You know, I was saying before here that what happened to EFF, it's something that, you know, we can't understand what really happened.
It's a case study, bro.
Yeah, it's a case study.
It is, bro.
You know, because a lot of people, you know, were saying that they're behind the EFF, and it was also, you know, clear that they had the biggest campaign and everything. But I think it's also because, you know, like the likes of, sorry, Ghosty, but the likes of Book Ghost, you know. Because also...
what did the likes of Ghosty do?
So there were people, I mean, we had a lot of people registered this year, this time around.
But yeah, record.
A lot of people didn't vote.
Yes.
But also you can say that it's because of, you know, the incompetence of the IEC, where there were longer lines and everything.
So,
you know, you're dealing with human beings. Maybe someone was in the line and said, nah, I'm going back
home. A lot of people.
I've been here for a long time. So they didn't cast their votes, you know.
Which coalition are you going for?
I can support the ANC, MK, EFF. Reason being that...
Patriotic Alliance.
PA... I don't know about that.
Okay.
Right. But reason being that is because...
I hope you're not going to my face anytime soon.
I hope I'm not ID. On a passport. I'm on the plane.
Okay. I'm fine. I'm a South African. I'm a person. So, you know, reason being because I heard what you're saying, you know, so. But I think, you know, MK is coming with their major thing. They're saying if they come into power, they want to change the, what is it?
The constitution.
The constitution, you know, scrap it all out, basically. Okay. That's what they want to do. So that's their highest demand, you know. And then you have an EFF who wants to go a socialist way, yeah, you know, when they come into power.
Yes,
of which those things are there in the ANC. They're just not implementing them.
On paper, ANC got
On paper, those things are there, but they're just not implementing them. So I think maybe if those two parties can come and try to, you know, accelerate them to try to implement those things. You know, I mean, now you have an MK who's saying that, yo, this is what we want, and you guys have it, let's just do it. You know, we have the EFF who says, we want this thing, you guys have it on paper, let's just do it.
Yeah, their policies are aligned, so most of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that coalition can work for the better South Africa, but knowing that, you know, South Africa that is ruled by whites, you know,
they're not going to allow that.
Yeah, they might not allow that to happen.
Definitely.
So when we ran the poll, Pinduka,
yeah,
71% of Chillers are saying they'd rather ANC have a collision with EFF and MK. Mm-hmm. 29% are saying with DA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see the DA one happening, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey. And the other one, in order for it to happen, Cyril will need to...
step down.
Step down, yeah.
Please check what happened with JJ in the Free State, man. Are we in Parliament or not?
Hey, yeah, in the legislature there.
Are we there? Are we going?
Are we there?
Why did you call him?
Eh?
Why did you call him?
Ah, he's a talker. He's going to talk for like 10 minutes. JJ's a talker.
He will think this is a media briefing. Yeah.
Hey. Let's just get the numbers. JJ's a talk. Actually, politics suits him.
Creepy.
Did you see just before the lotto, someone won 70 million out of the blue?
Hey.
One last
corruption.
One last.
Someone won the Powerball, 70 million.
Yeah.
Last day of the election in Palo. Corruption in South Africa. No one won that thing. Let's be honest. Yeah. No, it's corrupt, man. Someone is keeping it there. Come on. You really think that the... guys. Yeah? But you saw. I'm like, how? Someone won 70 million. What to look at? Come on.
Should we do another political roundtable with JJ Tavani?
Post.
And
we have
post.
To.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Should we do another one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to hear post what the they think now.
Yeah. Ne? What this means and whatever. Yeah, dissect a deep dive.
Yeah, yo. From I'm a politician.
Yeah. Okay, Dudu, please set it up. Ne?
Yeah.
Let's find out what they think. Because it's interesting, man. Yo, I wonder what's going to happen, man.
I'd honestly commend that you call him, because this side, I do not see much about him.
Okay.
So how you did, man?
Yeah.
JJ.
Hey. JJ. Zakala, Joy. Zakala.
Crazy, eh? Did you ever think we'd be here, man, as a country?
Yo.
This is a moment in history, man.
Bruh.
It's like, crazy.
NC, 40%. It almost, at some point, it dipped 39.
Yo.
Hey, Poisey.
Yes.
Hey, JJ.
Yes.
Yo.
Yo, you live on Podcast and Chill, man.
Hey, what up?
Are we going to Parliament?
Hey.
Hey, JJ, come on.
JJ.
I'm going to Parliament.
Oh,
not yet. Where are
suits ready? There's a process. Yeah, they're going to make the announcement today, but I mean, there's so many court interdicts. I don't know if they're going to make the announcement today.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, so let's give it time.
How many votes did we get, though?
Yeah, that was the lowest voter turnout. I mean, about 55%.
No. I'm saying our party. Konji, what party was yours?
Independent.
Independent.
Hey, how many did we get?
Right now, there's still a recount. So maybe by later today, we'll get a full number.
But what was the last number?
The first count.
Yeah.
The first count, how many votes did you get?
Well, before, what you were sitting on, 577. But there's a recount.
577?
Yeah.
Hey, that's bad.
Hey, man.
Hey. No, but Max, wait.
Those are not even Moosey numbers, man. damn, that's like, yeah.
I know. Guys, wait.
No, we need to go back to the drawing board, JJ.
No, Chief.
We did take back.
No, Chief. What went wrong, man?
The numbers are bad all across for everyone. It's not even.
We didn't even get 1,000. No.
When we got how many signatures?
Yeah, we got so many signatures.
Thousands. Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
So where to from here, man?
You should have combed your hair, JJ. That's the problem. You didn't comb your hair.
Expect to ask her, man.
Yeah, okay, no, thanks, but, Jay. Thanks.
I'm a Jay, sorry, man.
Yeah, no, nah, it's all good, But relax, there's a process. Relax.
Okay,
cool.
Shout out to you.
No,
nice one, Jen. Thanks for the support.
Hola, Jay.
away. Hey, anyway. What else has been going on, bro? Fuck, yeah. I don't even know, man. I've been so glued to the screen regarding this, man. It's been so entertaining, bro. Yo, did you see when Jacob Zuma walked into the IEC building?
Oh, you walked in?
Yeah, bro.
But he's the man.
It was like Tupac came back, bro. Nah. Yeah, I was like.
But it is, like, what he did is, like, unprecedented.
Hey!
Unprecedented. Because he's going to remove the president anyway. But, like, unprecedented, bro.
Yo!
It's crazy.
To think probably Ramaphosa was the one who actioned them suspending Zuma, ne?
Yeah.
For him to come back.
Dude, had that, I think, because Zuma's still a member of the ANC.
Yeah.
He loves the ANC.
Yeah.
Had that guy been left alone.
Yeah.
I was the capture, trying to put him in prison.
Embarrassing.
You know what I mean? Embarrassing him and stuff. Just maybe just pardon. Ramaphosa should have just pardoned him, you know? Now, you know, he was there undoing.
Anyway.
I steering. No, well,
I know he's steering.
I respect that man. Dude. Yeah, what he's able to do. Damn, bro.
Now he also needs to be studied. He needs a module, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us?
Well, guys, just on the stories. So Uchezik, right? Remember?
I saw that Jezik.
Yeah,
thing.
So there was sexual harassment allegations against him. He had gone to a YFM. Mm. And for an appearance, then they were with a robot boy even.
Yeah.
And so apparently when they entered a lift, there's a producer that who laid these charges against him and said that he was trying to kiss her. And so it's a whole thing. But the thing is, the debate has been, because he's obviously said that he's denied those allegations. And because there were more than just about 5 people in the lift. So they had entered first, and which would obviously mean that they were far back and then they entered. But obviously you never know what happens until there's a statement from the other 5 people who were in the lift, because it's not like they were just together.
Who was in the lift?
I believe it was, because there's a picture I saw. She entered with 2 other people, and then Jessica, I think they weren't alive with or took a picture with Robot Boy, and they entered. So which means there were 5 of them in the lift. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Jazik's videographer was taking a video. So you can see, like, before they enter the lift, they take pictures. And then as soon as they get in the lift, they stop recording. So I wonder if the videographer stopped recording in the lift or they still have recording in the lift.
In the lift, yeah.
Because YFM also said they don't have a camera in the lift.
Exactly.
So no one knows what happened in the lift.
Yeah.
Let's call Robert Boy. Yeah, he must know, man.
Say, we can... Yeah, what happened in the lift?
Yeah. Because as they said, Robert Boy is being accused of sexual harassment. We'll be like, no ways.
Nah.
But Jazik, you can believe. It moves funny.
Why would you believe that?
Oh, he moves funny.
Why is it believable?
He moves funny, that guy.
Wait, why is it believable?
wait.
Didn't you watch his lives with Mpura? Like during lockdown?
Uh-uh, I didn't.
Oh, there were some cringe lives that he did, man. Where you're like, hey, is this how you move, dog?
Oh, damn. What would he say? Do you remember?
I can't recall now, but there were some lives back then that I watched. I was like, hey, this guy.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Roboto.
Biri.
Hey, you live on Podcast and Chill. How are you, brother?
Times three.
I'm good, gang. What's going on, family?
We want to know what happened in the lift, dog.
Yeah. At YFM.
Dude. I believe Jazik released a statement.
Yeah, but the statement.
But you were in the lift.
You were in the lift, Chief.
From your opinion, or not from your observation?
Jazik released a statement.
Ah.
Okay, bro. Did you observe anything in the lift?
That should be frowned upon?
Jazik released a statement.
Yazik. Urobot is saying a lot by not saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because either
he didn't.
But if he did it, you'd say he didn't.
Yeah.
He would say he didn't.
Mm.
He'd say, the lift was clearly splomile, and then Sapuma.
It's a dance challenge or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Robert, the lady who accused Jazik, what did she say in the lift?
Jazik released a statement.
Times three. I see.
I my dog. Shout out, my dog. Hey, bro, are you going?
No, Robert.
So,
congratulations on your ex deal, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Shout out, man. Shout out. It's the skits, my dog. It's the skits.
It's the skits.
How many endorsements you got now, bro? What are we rolling on now?
I don't know. There's another one that I haven't announced also. So.
Hey. Jazik released a statement. Let's ask Jazik. He'll tell us. Yeah. Jazik released the statement.
Jazik released the statement.
Who's the endorsement with?
Jazik released the statement. Okay.
Shout out, man. Are you going to Pops' show this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
It should be on my schedule. I should be there.
Yeah.
All right. Jazik didn't release a statement for that one.
All right, shout out, Robot.
Peace, Robot.
Bye, Robot.
God bless, guys, yeah?
God bless.
Much love. God
bless.
Jazik released the statement.
Yeah, by the way, make sure you check out Umpo Pops, man. Yeah. He's got a show this weekend. It's the first time, yeah.
Right?
It's the first time we're not going to be there because usually the whole team is there.
Which week pull up?
Man. Yeah, because we're in Northwest, yeah?
Yeah,
for Rastenberg. Another sold out show, man.
Shout out Rastenberg. Please tell me we're gonna have my soul. Are we gonna have my soul?
No, we reached out to him. He said no, bro.
Oh, Eish, my soul.
Eish, man. Yo, we're in his backyard, bro.
He's the mayor there, man. He runs the streets there.
Whoever knows my soul, please send him this clip, man. We need him this coming Saturday, man.
Please,
we
must pull up at the after party, man, you know?
No, I want him on the show.
Even on the show. My soul.
Five minutes.
We'll just play Smash and Pass. That's it.
That's it, bro. my soul.
Francesca, I think you had your hand up.
I just wanted to add on before you called Robot Boy. According to IOL, there hasn't been any statements stating that there were other people in the elevator. It just says that there are surveillance footages that are being investigated, and it talks about the two parties that are involved and not necessarily additional people who were around or witnessing.
But there were people, because Bangenile lift in Sibonile.
The
robot didn't say he was not in the lift.
That it could have happened after the whole shooting or something. We don't know. We're still waiting for more information.
But
this moment, it's alleged.
But didn't her tweet say in the lift?
Yes.
Yes, what I'm saying is that there's a possibility that it could have played out many times. You can find that maybe Mr. Jazik forgot something and got back in the lift to go get it or something like that.
Or like when they were leaving.
Just to state that there hasn't been anything that has been stated about witnesses. It's just a CCTV footage. And as Robot Boy said, that there was a statement released by both parties. So.
Please tell me, how do you sexually arrest someone in the lift? Like,
many ways. Kiss them, touch
lift
them,
the
fondle
dress,
them.
Put, smack them, spank their ass.
That's sexual arrest.
Yes,
is that harassment or assault?
Harassment, sexual harassment.
Oh, she said assault.
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 Yeah. Harassment. I thought it was assault. I thought it was assault. I was like, how does that happen? Okay, harassment, yeah.
Yeah, sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, you can do a lot in the lift. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Even like just standing like behind someone too close. This happens with ladies complain about this on buses and trains.
Yeah.
Where like she can feel a hard on.
Yeah.
You know, like how this guy is pressing against me and there's a hard on. Sexual harassment.
Yes. No, that's true.
Many ways.
Anything else, Ghost Lady?
Guys, did you see posts by Jay Molly?
It's
so sad. Like, I just, like, literally just, he even wrote, So there's this other post, like, because there was a lot during the day, saying it's already done, guys. The process of death has started. There's no turning back. I'm sorry. So it's like he's having just suicidal thoughts or suicidal moments.
Then he took drugs as well, didn't he? On the live, like, what is it? He drank some stuff. With
like Xanax.
Xanax. Yeah. Was it? It's a drug, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's
also
pills.
Depression drug. Yeah. Also, did he overdose?
But obviously, people use them, and there is a, even in America, like a whole Xanax issue, you know, problem, you know, addiction, because of people get so addicted and it becomes that. Yeah.
Is he on drugs? Does he use drugs or something?
He's been on drugs.
Yeah
man, guys must get clean and you just
quickly assume that he's on them.
But me, I have no sympathy for people like that. If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself, bro.
Mick.
No, for real. For real. That's, dude, life is so precious. It's a blessing.
But don't you also say when someone kills themselves, you're like, why didn't you speak out? So isn't this a form of speaking out? So at least people can reach out? Because I'm sharing the story as whoever is close by who maybe missed those tweets can be reach out to him and say, I heard, you know. And because for me, it's coming from a place of worry. And I guess a lot of people are worried for him currently.
Yeah, but that's fake sympathy, man. You know, like if you want to kill yourself, bro. Not for real. For real. Who are we to say you must save yourself if you don't want to? Who are we, guys?
No, but the thing is,
it's a decision. You're an adult.
But
I get
remember, depression is already is an it's another.
Hey, ghost lady, we have depression. There's a lot of things happening in life, bro.
In different levels. Remember, it's something that is overwhelming, and it's like now this person, all they think of is just death.
Just stop the drugs, man. Good. Just stop the drugs. You know, it starts there. You know what I mean? Just stop the drugs. Because sometimes that's what drives you into further depression, maybe.
True.
No good comes from taking drugs. People, when are they going to fucking learn that? No good comes from taking drugs. It may be in the moment, but in the long run, the drugs win. You know?
They
just
do.
Just stop the drugs, man. You know
they
what I mean?
Do.
Talk
but
to
if,
someone. I
what
don't know.
If he's so addicted, he can't even stop the drugs. Now he's just in this whirlwind of just that's oncurring. And now this is a sign of
people
him
have stopped
just saying,
drugs
please
before.
Help.
But you see, that's different. If he goes on a live and he says, hey, guys, I'm going through a lot. I need help. Yes. Then you can sympathize with him, right? But if he goes on a live and he says, it's done. I'm killing myself. Dude, go ahead. We'll bury you. We'll listen to your music. And life goes on. For real. I have no sympathy for people like that, bro.
And that's your true. And that's how you feel. That's genuinely how you feel.
Life is so precious. Do you know how many people would wish to still be alive? And when you want to play with life like that? Oh, I'm killing myself. Fuck out of here. Fed checker?
Can I please correct you for 2 seconds?
Yes.
As a 2K and not as a fact checker. Yeah. Mental health is something that we seem to take seriously. Listen. Let me cook.
You lost it at 2K. It's a 2K. Maybe you should have tried to
all I'm trying to say is that you should actually be mindful of the fact that a lot of people who go through things mentally, right, they do weird things to actually project it and show it. I believe personally that the hardest thing you could ever do is take your own life. Because what are you going through to the extent where you're pushing yourself to actually get rid of it? And not only that, taking your own life is a long process. It's long. Like, hanging yourself is not something that you can do overnight. You're still going to feel that... what is it called? The rope burning through your neck before you even decide that, damn, I'm feeling pain. You're going to feel your oxygen levels decreasing, you get me? You're going to feel your heart pumping. So for you to stand in such a long time and decide that this is my end, it just shows that there's a lot more that you're going through, you get me? So I would like us to be mindful of it. Yes, what he did of, I could say, broadcasting it isn't really something that I would condone. I would tell him to go and seek help. But what if this is his way of also crying for help? He finds himself at a danger to the point where he can't stop himself. So he's asking you to help him through it before he makes the wrong decisions. Have you ever thought of that?
After mental health, I didn't hear anything that you said, to be honest. Hey, man, we all go through challenges. It's life, guys. It's life.
Life
man.
Is precious, man.
Yeah. So he's still alive?
You know, yes, we
I see, believe he's alive.
I believe he's alive, yeah. Mm. Yeah. We haven't heard anything, you know, just other than those posts that he was just...
And I chose the wrong timing.
Hey, bro, smalama election. We're watching the murder of ANC. Hey, man, drop this.
Anyway, Penduka, anything else?
Someone who won't be alive for long. So sad, man. There's a lady in Botswana. She got caught with drugs in Bangladesh in 2022. And there's been a court case, and now they've given her a death sentence in Bangladesh. I think it's Lesedi Mulapisi. And it's crazy how then the Bangladeshi oaks come this side and commit all sorts of crimes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people in the country who are committing all these crimes, back in their home countries, they don't fuck around. They could never.
Remember I told you I was in Nigeria?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
A lot of these African
So this lady, man, she's going to appeal and stuff. But you know that back there, they don't play. She got caught with like 3 kilograms of heroin. And they're going to kill her, essentially. Botswana lady. Yeah, man. So crazy, ouch, right? Ouch. Yeah. And also, it's these ladies on Instagram, but we don't catch feelings. We catch flights. No, that's serious. She had said that apparently on Instagram at some point. It's these ladies who keep flying around and you don't know. And then they come and flex and stuff. Auntie, they're hiding drugs up their anus. That's fucking like disgusting, man. You know. But yeah, so never envy, man, these people you see on Instagram living these lives. Some of them do the most weirdest things just to attain that life. And some do foul things like transport drugs across the globe.
Would you ever do that? Like at some point.
Be a mule.
Yeah, like let's just say this was life or death situation. So take yourself back to Hillbrow.
Mm-hmm.
And someone comes up to you and say, listen, I'll give you X amount, just do this.
If my daughter needs like a kidney or something and the money is going to go towards saving my daughter's life, that's the only time I'll commit something like that, bro. Otherwise, I wouldn't. To what? For just as long as I can still eat, have something to eat at night and I've got a roof over my head. Nah, I'm not, man. Nah.
But the thrill must be crazy, man. Like the adrenaline rush.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe when you get away with it, day one.
Yeah.
You see, like, you can put that scenario and say, like, for instance, if, let's say, your daughter now needed some, like a kidney, for example.
Yeah, and they, like, do something really foul.
Sometimes people have no others. Like, I don't even have a roof over my head. I am struggling. I've got nothing to me. Like, I'm neglected. I don't have a family or whatever. All of these things that people have nothing to fall back on. That's when they just decide, okay, I'll do this.
Now do it for the rush, man.
You see?
Exciting. Yeah, it looks exciting, dog. As long as I know I'm not going to go to jail. Hey, jail, I hate jail.
You're rushing to jail.
You're rushing to jail.
That's what you're rushing to jail.
Thrill.
Keep on committing these crimes. You're rushing. Very fast. You'll find yourself very fast in jail, bro.
It's so like if you get away with it, it's like a big fuck you to the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, until you don't get away with it.
Yeah,
and I think she had done it before because the Instagram is popping. There's be always like she's flying and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But one day, bro...
If they catch you, you get a fine, I'll do it. It's the jail that... It's the jail. Imagine the content, my man. What you get from that?
From transporting drugs?
Mm.
Sure. I'm not named Pez.
Yeah, man. Sad.
Anyway, anything else, Ghost Lady?
Guys, have you seen that mic?
What?
The trending microphone.
Oh, the Bluetooth thing.
Hey, that thing is annoying.
Gosh, that thing, everybody.
Goodness.
Oh, I'm hurt. Please, I want to.
Go to China City or something. I think you'll find it.
Where do you get it? Like, where does that come from?
Mr. Price had it. Mr. Price, out of stock at Mr. Price. Mr. Price was selling it. It's just
I think Shein as well. You know, people got it.
On Shein.
Yeah.
So, let me connect it in a speaker.
In a speaker.
That speaker here.
Yeah.
Abakulumago.
That projects.
Or to a speed like your car. Thank goodness I've never like encountered someone annoying me with that thing. I'm only seeing it on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, like pause. Like I'm just feeling like left out. I want that mic just to annoy my kids or whoever. Wow. I just want to. Oh, my husband.
Yeah.
I just want to be in the room calling people. Oh.
Anyway, so we've been on the road, guys, for the past 2 months, and we haven't been able to do Funda Chill up in Duga. Did you even realize?
Oh, damn, we haven't done Funda Chill in a while,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. So for what month are we in now?
We're in June now.
In June. So yeah, for April May. And May, we managed to raise 56,933.32.
Nice. Oh, wow. That's nice. Beautiful.
That's the most. Oh, well, it's because it's combined, I guess. But yeah, congratulations to these three people. These are the chillers that we are funding for both April and May. Mm-hmm. First one is Anele Mzaza. So for the past 3 years, I've been struggling to get glasses because I can't afford to go to the specialist I'm referred to. The optometrist I go to tells me that they can't prescribe glasses for me without finding the root of the problem because they're afraid that it might cause more damage. Mm. Is that true?
Say that again.
So the optometrist mm-hmm. I go to tells me that they can't prescribe glasses for me without finding the root of the problem because they're afraid that it might cause more damage.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds true.
Yeah,
that sounds true.
There are tests that need to be done first, but I can't afford them. I'm doing my final year, and now it's a problem because I can barely see. Your assistance would be greatly appreciated. Oh.
Shame, man. Oh. Funa Mzaza. What's her surname?
Anele Mzaza.
I ain't dying a small soul. Who's fucking a man?
Hey, let's call it. Just to say that.
She wouldn't mind for the fact that she's getting money.
Yeah, then. She's not going to my doof. Yeah.
But who's fucking a man? It's still ringing.
Hello. Hey, Adel, how are you, brother?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, you're live on Podcast and Chill. Ghost Lady is here. Soul is here, man. So,
Hi.
So, Adel, we heard Ufuna Mzaza boy say.
Ufuna Mzaza boy.
Ah, come on.
Uban is small, Sako.
It's Mzaza.
Why are you guys making fun of me?
Who's fired a man, bro? And then a small, six
yeah,
fired a
man. Yeah, I think the class is
there. Don't you think I'm a Zaza?
Hey, congratulations, man.
We're going to fund you this year, this month, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So roughly how much do you need, bro?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, because they say they can't give me a proper quotation because they don't know what kind of kit that they need to run. So, yeah.
Nice, man. And
conversation.
You said you're doing final year. What are you studying?
Digital arts.
Digital arts.
The same as same degree as CT.
CT.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Video gaming.
So, like, you can do, like, video gaming and all that stuff, no?
Yeah, I'm majoring in game design and writing.
How many black people are in your class?
Wow. It's funny how you brought this up recently. I don't know, but we're not a lot, eh?
It's not a lot, no?
Yeah, we're not a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. No, all the best, my dog.
Yeah, all the
congratulations,
best.
Bro.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Who did you vote for, my dog?
EFF.
Oh, okay. Were you happy with the results at EFF, or were you expecting more?
I was expecting more, right? I was disappointed that things just went down this year.
Why do you think that the reason might be?
I think this campaign, right? In some stuff we mentioned that most people are against. Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
If it wasn't for that, maybe the number would have gone up.
All right, cool, man. All the best, my dog.
Okay, thank you.
Well done,
sharp. Really. All right, second chiller that we are going to find is Asake Rigala. I'm from the Eastern Cape and I'm 22 years of age. As you may be aware, I am in need of financial assistance for two significant endeavors, a necessary medical operation and the startup of a baking business. Firstly, I'm scheduled to undergo a medical procedure to have 5 of my wisdom teeth extracted. This operation is essential for my well-being, as the impacted teeth are causing discomfort and potential complications as winter is fast approaching. Ish. The estimated cost of this procedure is 10K, which includes medical fees, anesthesia, and post-operative care.
Oh.
Wow, wisdom teeth can be that bad, bro.
Yeah, because normally you have to remove them. Didn't you remove yours, wisdom? So you've got like 48 teeth there in your mouth.
Which one are the wisdom ones?
The back.
The back.
Yeah.
The molars, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know, guys. Is there a way I can do a test? Like, how do I know?
Now you're right, you man. Think you've got don't a feel problem. Any pain. You're fine, man.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Go. Yeah, man. You're fine, bro.
Maybe that's where I get the wisdom from. No?
Where do the wisdom?
Oh, no, he's there. No,
Mister,
wait.
You can keep yourself.
Wait. No, man. I think he does. So, you went to what school? Primary school?
Fairways.
You know, like his name was on the board for awards.
Yeah.
You know the...
I told you saw them.
You know those wooden... Yeah. Here they are. Come see.
And I told you guys.
You know those wooden...
Fuckers.
Look.
For what?
Victor Ladorium.
For special kids. What?
Look, bro. How? Yeah. What are these awards for? There's two, bro.
Yeah.
You know these, like, these walls with the wooden blocks and the names in gold?
In gold, yeah.
He's there, 2000 Makaiva Mukwebo, Esprit de Corps. He got, like, a principal's award.
Nah,
he's on two of the boards, yeah? Yeah. Here they are.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's
Makaiva,
you.
Makaiva, the one and only.
Wait, man, what are these awards for?
I can't remember.
Yeah, though. So one of my boys was voting there.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, which one is this one? No. Makaiva's up in here, man, on the walls of the hall and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I was smart. Then I started drinking.
You're a good kid, man.
I started drinking.
You're a focus kid, man, in primary school. He's on awards.
For being the only black kid, you know, or something like that.
Oh, that's the award for being the only black, the first black. Something like that. Or
something like that. We never know.
Or not being absent for 2 years.
Exactly.
You know those kids who get awards of not
I
being absent?
I used to get those.
I'm trying to go to Fairways the other day to show my woman, because she didn't believe me as well.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let me in just to show her that I'm glad they're still there.
I'll send you guys. We'll pop them up. Yeah.
On
the
post nice.
Edit.
All right, here's the last chiller. Katleho Tobejane.
Oh.
Straight to the, nice and simple, straight to the point. My daughter needs a speech therapist. And I don't have funds. That's it.
Oh, shame. My daughter goes to a speech therapist. Yeah, for speech therapy. Yeah. Oh, my daughter had a tongue tie. Like,
my son also went through that.
Yeah. The tongue tie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then they undo the tongue tie. They
took forever to speak.
For real, yeah. My daughter's going through a speech therapist. I think that's such a great thing because it affects their confidence as well
exactly.
And speaking as they get older. So yeah, man, that's beautiful.
Shame. Do you know what causes it?
No, she had a tongue tie.
Oh yeah,
so this thing.
Mm.
But it's too much, like it's big.
You ghost lady, what causes it?
I don't know if it was released. The tongue tie, but it was just, he didn't speak for long. Like, I think my son only started speaking after 3 years old, you know? So it obviously, when he started school, they'll be like, he just keeps quiet. He doesn't talk much. And then obviously the teachers, you know, will say, recommend take him to first therapy. So we went through the whole of all those and we ended up having, I can't remember what the therapy sessions he was getting just to help him. And he was much better. Now he's fine. Like,
is his name Tulani?
Would be insensitive to ask him, yeah, Kota, no.
Hey, Anishti.
Yeah, that's it. Those are all the fun chillers, man.
Nah,
congratulations to all three. Let's get it to 60,000, man. Keep going up and up.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, ballers, please tag Betway. Because the onside ZA contract has ended with Betway.
Oh, okay.
So we need to renew it.
Yeah.
So just tag Betway if you're a baller and you love onside ZA. It's our soccer podcast every Tuesday night.
Yeah. They were broadcasting from Caulfield.
For the Champions League final. Yeah. So if you love that show and you want Betway to renew the contract, just tag Betway and say, please renew the contract. Hashtag Jazik released a statement.
Jazik released a
statement.
Times three. 3 months bank statement.
And then lastly, we in the Northwest this weekend.
Woo! Rusty Dusty.
Rust and Bang.
Ah.
I actually missed being on the road, man.
Yeah.
The road is nice, bro.
Yeah, the road.
So we're back on the road this coming weekend. Yeah. We're in the Northwest. And then our last final stop for the podcast and Live Nation tour, Mpumalanga, happening on the 15th of June at M20 Casino Arena in Nelspruit. Tickets are still available. Northwest is sold out. M20. Yeah, tickets are still available. So make sure you get them because all our shows have been sold out.
All of them, eh?
So get them quickly. The link is in the description below. And that'll be the last one for the year, man. Then we're hitting Botswana. Did you see the billboards?
I saw
Botswana.
Yeah, what about Botswana?
I think when we come back from the US, I think.
Oh, is it coming back?
Yeah, July. Oh, yeah, when we come back
from the US. July 12th.
Yeah, can't wait.
July 12th.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm not quite sure, but.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah. Am I leaving out anything, guys?
Don't you care swore at her dad? Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, but she was playing, man.
Oh, saying your dad is a bitch.
No, she turned around and said she was just joking. She
did
loves
she?
Him. Yeah, she loves him.
Oh, dude, man. Man, I'm my dad is a bitch. He needs all the make. I was like, hey, bro, Shay, man, we need the dad, man, eh?
We gotta get it.
We have to talk to the dad, bro.
But she's from America. You know, in America, they don't have respect for their elders, man.
Damn, uncle just came out almost. Yeah.
Cousin.
For real?
Yeah, haven't you noticed? Like, they don't give a shit about their elders.
Nah.
In America?
Is it?
Yeah.
Even Lana, but I'm about Telela generally. Telela, but I mean, it's not a national thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's kids these days. They're just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost lady, am I leaving out anything?
Nah. I think everything is covered.
Dude, are we leaving out anything? Cool. The Bantwis are back. Did you see?
Hey, they're back. Yeah. The thank you, EFF, for letting them go. You know, we were missing our kids, man. Bring back our kids.
Podcast and chill, man. We out here.
Peace.
Boom.
Bye.